The OG Podcast Network presents. Welcome to Fireside. First off, welcome to Fireside. We'll be talking comic books the entire time. Ain't going nowhere, so dry your eyes. Already lasted longer than Firefly. Stay tuned, Mindy's got the creepiest news. From books to TV, the movie reviews. Plus the next toy, baby, here will you choose. Even a superhero fight club will we usually lose. So pop in those earbuds, turn up those speakers. Feel Mama's power, Earth 2 with features. Neither listen by weekly or you can binge us. We gotta know, baby. Are there ninjas? So relax and lie back as we start another issue of Fireside Chats. Comic facts and wise cracks. Welcome to the show. This is Fireside Chats.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another issue of Fireside Chats. I'm your host, Menti. And with me, as always, are my wonderful sidekicks. First, Mr. P. Features.
Hello, internet.
And then there's Maurer.
Beep you.
Yep, I'm still in Jersey, so, you know, mind the delay. So if you listen to last Wednesday's show, I'm not in Fireside Studios. I am in a different state. So bear with the audio quality or how this might sound, but we're making it work. The show must go on.
Yeah, this is the first time we ever really let Menti be in charge of any kind of audio engineering. So it's a little scary.
That's not true. I did the first couple episodes and then you came in and that was that.
You were like, oh, you like this stuff. Good.
You got it. You got it. Gail got it.
So,
all right. So if you're new around here, this is the Saturday show, which is very different than the Wednesday show. Why is that, fellas?
Because we don't talk about
the new news.
We talk about a topic or we have fun with a game. And today we're going to play our favorite game.
Fireside
Fight Club.
Fight Club. Fight Club.
Fight Club.
Round one. Fight.
So let's just take a second to explain Fireside Fight Club. Who wants to do that for me?
So Fireside Fight Club is a game where we put ourselves, yes, the Fireside crew, up against one of our favorite heroes or villains or group of superheroes from the comic verse and try to defeat them without using any Omega level weapons. An Omega level
or superpower, really. It was just weapons.
Yeah, we just get weapons. Things that were in the comic verse. Nothing like the Ultimate Nullifier or, I guess, the Mother Boxes.
No Omega level weapons. No weapons that are like universally powerful. Something like that can destroy a planet or a universe. That's too much.
Yeah, like the Infinity Gauntlet. Nope.
No. And we also have to stay within the realm or the universe of the characters that we pick. So if we decide to pick the Avengers, then we could say the Ultimate Nullifier. Well, no, we couldn't because it's Omega level. But we could choose a weapon from the Marvel Universe. And with today's show, since we're going up against the Justice League, we're going to do weapons from the DC universe, DC comic universe.
Yep. And this is real world. So we don't get to have the ideal versions of ourselves where Menti and I have six packs and can bench press 400 pounds.
None of that.
Is beer bellied fat ass me, Menti, and then features hands.
Oh, you were really nice because I have a beer belly and I'm a fat ass too.
Features can actually bench press 145.
Well, good for Features.
Yay. That's like what Batman
Features
can
is
curl.
145. That's cool. Cool.
Yeah. It's a rule of
you
thumb.
Can bench you bench press always... your own weight. That's
yeah,
awesome.
That's a rule of thumb. You should be able to bench press your own weight.
So
we can't.
Yeah. I'd be jacked.
Yeah. If I could bench press my weight, that'd be impressive.
But we're going against the Justice League. So that means the Trinity, right? So I'll go against Batman.
Not really the Trinity.
You're
gonna. I mean,
go
I'm
against,
going up against Superman.
And
that
Features
just makes
has
the most sense.
Wonder Woman, right?
I have Aquaman. I'm going to thrash your boy.
Wait, so you're going against Aquaman?
Yeah.
Not Wonder Woman?
No, I don't hit women.
But your hair. It's so luscious.
But your hair. Maybe it's Maybelline.
Maybe he's
no, it also makes sense right now, especially with the Aquaman movie coming out, that we put Aquaman in the fold. So, I mean, normally we'd have Baby Huey here to pick somebody else. So it would be a fourth member. So maybe there'd be Wonder Woman. But I mean, with the Flash and Green Lantern and Cyborg and Martian Manhunter and Zatanna, I mean, the list goes on of people we could choose from. So we just picked the two most iconic and then we just kind of let Features go, you pick one. So he picked Aquaman because we always give him crap about Aquaman and Namor. Because
Aquaman's
primarily.
Better.
Aquaman is not better than Namor.
Listen.
Okay, well.
Maurer started this. We don't have to continue.
And on a side note, Momoa would whoop your ass.
Oh, would he?
Mentee. Oh, is that who we're going up against? Are we doing that? Are we doing, am I going Henry Cavill and you're doing Batfleck?
Oh, I could wreck Batfleck.
Yes, you can. I'll right. co-sign that
well,
one.
It was, yep, something's bleeding.
I'm killing him, though, just so you guys know.
But if that means you're going up against Jason Momoa, that's a problem.
No, it's not.
That's a real problem.
No, it's not.
So you talk to fish.
All right. So the rules are we're dealing with the Justice League, those main three characters. So once again, Superman, Batman, and Aquaman. We're going up against those three without choosing any Omega level weapons, any universally destructive weapons. We're picking two because we're going up against power heroes of this caliber. So two non-Omega level weapons.
Yeah.
From the DC universe.
Right.
Normally we pick one, but to this degree, when we're talking Superman, Batman. So, I don't think we need to give a breakdown, but let's just spend 1 minute apiece. Superman, you're obviously aware of. He's more recognizable than most religions. He is.
You name a power, he's got it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, he's the quintessential superhero. Flight, invulnerability, yeah, you know, heat vision, frost breath.
Energy.
You know. Yeah,
at one point,
shoot low, solar flares. I mean, the man's got it all. He is the quintessential superhero, right? So we know him. We know that S.
His limited telepathic abilities as well.
Well, I didn't know that one.
Oh,
all right, Maurer.
Yeah, so Batman, the prepared one, is at peak physical human conditioning, but has a brain that is rival to that of the most knowledgeable in the universe. So,
well, they say he's the second smartest person in the DC universe, right?
Yep. And
if not,
who's ahead of him?
Lex Luthor.
Really?
Yeah, Luthor's.
Yeah,
smart.
That's why they did that in Doomsday Clock. They solidified that. They said Doomsday Clock when Rorschach and them first show up, they say we're gonna find the two smartest people in this universe, and it was Batman and Lex Luthor.
Wow.
Now, he's also trained in pretty much every form of fighting, and he is a man of many gadgets.
Got your hands full.
And in Batman versus Superman, he had super strength, so
he did.
So there's that. And how is you going to describe Wonder Woman?
You mean Aquaman?
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that guy. Aquaman, denizen of the sea, king of the waters, fish whisperer.
The fish whisperer. I mean, that dude is as strong as Superman, though. I mean, this isn't
underwater.
No, on land.
On land. Because of the pressure of the water where he lives, on land, he's as strong as Superman.
He has to get in contact with water.
Not
once
anymore.
An hour. Yes, he does.
That ended in like the 70s.
They
bro.
Downplayed it. He still has to get in contact with water once an hour.
I don't know if that's true.
I'm going to thrash him. That's going to be true.
All right.
I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true anymore. But still, we're talking about. I mean, he swims at unbelievable speeds. He can run at unbelievable speeds. I mean, we're talking Flash, Superman speeds here. But he is wildly powerful.
So since we're fighting against the Justice League and features pick Aquaman, and you're down at the dirty Jersey Shore, I guess that's where we're going to find them.
Yeah, we do. We're fighting at the Jersey Shore, Wildwood, New Jersey.
Wildwood on the boardwalk. Get some Curly's fries, some Coors Brothers, you know, custard, and then all of a sudden,
I've had Coors Brothers like 3 times.
You got to ask them to mix the peanut butter and the banana.
What?
It'll change your life.
I'm a mint fan.
You're a bitch.
I go with the chocolate mint.
Wow.
Wowzers. Wow. Jeez. All right. Okay. Steve Baum, that was for you.
Yes,
all right,
Minty's
so let's go over
bitch.
The weapons that we selected.
All right.
Since I'm going Superman, let me go first. So the two weapons that I picked, first off, in Dark Knight's Metal, which is the newest, well, not the newest anymore, but one of the biggest events that have happened recently in the DC comics universe, where all the evil Batmen from the Dark Multiverse show up.
Yes.
During that book, I forget which issue, but Batman ends up in the Dark Multiverse and comes up across a multitude of evil Supermen. And he picks up a gauntlet, very similar to the Infinity Gauntlet, but that contains 6 different types of kryptonite. Now, if you're familiar with DC Comics and kryptonite specifically, there are a multitude of kryptonites, not just the green one.
The green one
depowers him, but there's a bunch.
There's a red one that turns like, what, always changes him somehow, some sort of way, the red kryptonite?
Yeah, that changes reality to him. That's the one that they made his skin transparent, I believe,
yeah.
In Tower of Babel. But there's also like the one that DC, I'm sure, wants to gloss over and never wants to hear of again. There's a pink kryptonite that gave Superman homosexual tendencies.
Wow.
I'm sure they want to pretend that never happened.
Yeah.
But there's gold kryptonite, black kryptonite. And in the book that he goes, I've got red kryptonite to periwinkle kryptonite. I'm not sure what they all do, but we're going to find out. So the standard green kryptonite is there, but they're all there. So I got the gauntlet covered in kryptonite. Now that doesn't mean much when you're talking Superman, because he can kill me at a distance. I mean, that man could be in the atmosphere and shoot me with like a sniper precision laser with heat vision. I mean, technically I still got an issue here because he can kill me from afar. But the other weapon I selected was a sword called the Flashing Blade. And the Flashing Blade came in Wonder Woman 611. Right before New 52, I believe. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. The cool thing about this blade is that it's designed to kill a god. That's the point of it. It can kill a god. But if it cuts you, it can also absorb your powers. Ooh. So if I can get him with this blade, I am Superman.
So I believe you can get him with his blade, because due to Superman's hubris of him being Superman, he's going to try to fight you hand to hand.
He doesn't have that kind of hubris.
Yes, he does. He does. Because it took him like 5 knockdowns for him to say, let me try firing some heat vision at Doomsday. Yep.
Yeah. It's a little different, though.
No, it's not. He's going to come face you head to head first.
All right. Well, keep going through go through all the weapons first. Then we'll talk about scenario. So let's say features. What do you got? What are you using to go up against Aquaman?
So I am going to use the Superman serum that was given to, was it Lois or Lana?
I think it was Lois.
Lois?
Pretty sure it was Lois.
Okay. That turned her into a superwoman.
Gave her All-Star Superman.
Yeah, All-Star Superman. So it gave her Superman's powers for about 24 hours, which is all I need. It's more than enough time to thrash Aquaman. So that gave me a very specific advantage over him. Flight, super speed, super strength.
I love how you have vision. To get this somehow. Somehow you have to take that from Superman. But okay, keep going.
And my second weapon of choice would be Deathstroke's icon suit.
Ooh.
Which is suit he used to absorb the speed force from Wally West and Wally West the second or the two. So you give me all of Superman's abilities as well as the speed force, I got this sewn up. It's nothing Aquaman can do.
You might be right. That's good. Okay. That's a good one. All right.
You guys went for some big guns here. So
now, mind you, none of these are Omega level.
Nope. So I'm going for some Apocalypse armor. So
you're going to need it.
You know, you have John Henry Irons, who wore some Apocalypse armor. Basically, it's made to go up against Superman. It gives you strength, protects you from those hits, has some weapons attached to it. So I'm going to do that. But Batman still could whoop my ass because he's Batman and he's trained and everything. So my second weapon, Batman's dead parents.
Wow, this got dark.
I still have to see how this works.
So I'm going to grab the coffins and some lighter fluid and a long line of that and basically put it far away from us. And Batman's going to have to stop them from burning. He's also going to freak out about it. So I'm going to hopefully get, you know, him a little messed up in the head where he's not thinking straight. But the second that he gets pissed, I better already have him dead.
Yeah, because the only problem with I didn't think I was going to have a Debbie Downer moment in all this. I do, though. I do, actually.
I've got plenty of them. Let's keep this going.
So, yeah, go ahead. My second weapon, his dead parents. That seems to be
his dead parents. Dead parents.
Tied together like nunchucks.
Why did you say that name?
It seems to be Batman's only weakness.
You would think he'd learn, too. Like, as soon as Bane did it, You would think that would be the end. We got this.
He should just have cremated them at that point.
And just or put them in the Batcave somewhere. Just like
everybody gets in the Batcave.
They don't need normal. No, he has got like his Batcave has a Batcave.
We
found that out right before Dark Knight's Metal. Remember the Joker was in that.
He's in a deeper, darker part of the Batcave
that nobody knew existed.
That's true. So right. We're in the Jersey Shore.
Getting I love that we're doing this in the Jersey Shore.
Getting our Coors Brothers on, and you better be trying that banana peanut butter.
No.
What is Coors Brothers?
It's a, really?
It's like the best custard in the world.
Frozen custard? It's the best ice cream. Oh. With Jimmy's, not sprinkles. I don't care where you live. They're not called sprinkles. They're called Jimmy's.
No, they're sprinkles.
They're Jimmy's, yeah, they're bro. Jimmy's. It even says it on the board. They're called Jimmy's.
Yeah, I don't get any of that crap. Just give me the custard.
Yeah, I can't.
Well, they still call Jimmy's.
And the Curly's fries. And fresh squeezed lemonade.
Okay, we're getting off topic here.
There's the monkey bread. There's plenty bread. Down the shore.
And you've got that place that fries everything.
Some Manco Mancos, since they're not Manco Mancos anymore. All right, we're getting off topic. We're getting our PA is showing. all right, so let's talk about scenarios here. So we're at the Jersey Shore. We just have our weapons. We're ready to go.
Like, I'm walking around in that suit, getting ice cream dripping all over it. Belly hanging out.
Now let's talk about features for a second here, because I'm so intrigued on first how features ends up with this serum, and then second takes the suit from Deathstroke. So features, are you already bestowed with the power of the Speed Force? Did you already steal it from Wally?
Yeah, already. Why would I waste time?
Yeah, of course. Duh. When did you take the serum? Are you already on the serum? Like, is your timer started?
So here's the thing. I would have the suit, get the serum second, because I think it's more important to have the Speed Force first. Either way, Speed Force or the serum, I'm whipping on Aquaman. There's no denying that.
Yeah, and I've got, you know, Batman's dead parents on top of that wooden roller coaster.
By the way, we're also at the Jersey Shore, so this is not a good thing for Aquaman.
Yeah.
Like, well, for us going up against Aquaman, it's because he's got the ocean at his back. So it's not like we're doing this in the desert or like Arizona somewhere. We're doing it where the ocean is.
I'm pretty sure.
Let's also keep in mind that in Injustice, remember all those sea creatures that he called upon, all the Krakens and stuff?
Sure.
So we're going up against an army of sea creatures. By the way,
I've got that
like
covered.
Giant,
why couldn't I'm you just pick Wonder Woman?
I've got that covered.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, we're going to be going up
Features
against all
gonna
the cannibal
get us
things.
Killed. Dude, I've got it covered.
All right. So, Menti, what you got? You got your stuff just on you?
I mean, I figure I'm already wearing the gauntlet, because if I had a gauntlet like that, I don't think I'd ever take it off.
Yeah, that thing would smell.
Yeah, it would. I don't think I'd ever take that off. I'd be walking around like, you guys see what I got? But I think, I'm not walking around with a weapon that looks like the flashing blade, because that thing's pretty weird looking.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it looks like a normal sword with a skull for a base, and like it has, it handle kind of looks like Hela's helmet in Ragnarok.
Mm.
So, I mean, it's a pretty out there looking blade to begin with.
It's the Jersey freaking Shore. It's probably not the weirdest thing you're going to see on the boardwalk.
He's got a point.
That's a good point. Okay, so I just got that hanging on the side, just kind of waiting.
And then on the other hand, you've got your Coors Brothers.
Yep. Oh, no, in the gauntlet.
In the gauntlet hand.
I mean, yeah, there's dripping mint custard all over each little shard of kryptonite.
All right.
With Jimmy's dripping off.
Jimmy's.
So we go over to the
little
pier.
Jimmy's.
I want to show you guys Batman's dead parents up on the roller coaster. And
guys, guess what I found?
I would be so excited.
Thomas and Martha. Why did you say that name?
All right. So we see Superman, Aquaman, and Batman just chilling there.
Uh-huh.
Well, look, if Superman wanted us dead, we'd be dead.
No, he wouldn't.
Like, there's, yes, we would.
If we're already, if we already have our weapons,
he could kill us from the atmosphere. You wouldn't even know he was killing you.
So how are you going to take him out? Because he's the first one we got.
That's a great question. I don't really know. So basing this off of Feature's hubris idea that he'd want to come talk to us first.
He would.
If it was just Superman, I'd give you that.
I got an idea.
But Batman's there too, and I have a feeling Batman's prepared for this.
No, I got an idea. You're not going to like it, but it might work. Are you ready?
No.
I'm going to start just messing some shit up on the boardwalk, fighting people, knocking down buildings and all. So they're going to come try and stop me.
Nope.
No.
I think what we should do is, if Features already has the power of Wally, right? So if he's already speedster fast, he could just run up, flip him off, and run, right? So if you can get Superman to chase you because you know Aquaman and Batman aren't chasing you, mm-hmm. there's no way they're keeping up. So if Superman chases you, you can have him run into me.
I can do that.
If you can get him to circle around and follow into me,
but how?
When he gets close, that the kryptonite's going to come, is going to start to work. He has to get in range.
I'll just phase through you.
How fast does it work? Like, kryptonite they've shown takes minutes. Like, he can hold it for a little bit.
Nah, this is different. It's like six different forms of kryptonite.
The moment he gets in the vicinity, I mean, his skin turns transparent. You know, he starts having power overload. And be honest with you, that's a problem for us because I bet you he goes solar flare pretty shortly after. No, he wouldn't because he'd start losing his powers from the green kryptonite off the bat.
Yep.
God only knows what the periwinkle one does.
No.
You know, we're already thrown off. I have no idea.
Makes him lactose intolerant. There goes his cold.
I mean, so then I hit him with the cores.
And then there's, I also had a plan B. I would just use the speed force part of the, to just run back in time and grab multiple versions of myself with the abilities.
One thing to keep in mind with you talking about me running into the speed force. You understand that in the Flash books, that's a really hard thing to do. And when you do, it's a really good chance, unless you are like the speedster of speedsters, that you're getting out. It's like sucks people in and they don't leave.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
I don't think you would come out of the Speed Force, this being your first time ever using it.
No, this is you. This is you being a Debbie Downer again. I'm not the Flash. I have the will to do what needs to be done. No,
yeah, but the Flash trips. You're not going to be used to moving that fast.
Not at all. Not only are you not used to moving that fast, you don't know what it takes to enter the speed force.
I used to run
track.
You don't
know the speed. Dude, I don't think running track and knowing how to enter the speed force go hand in hand at all.
Yes, it does.
Features, do us a favor. Just keep it simple, stupid. Run in straight lines. Maybe run back and forth to mess up the water. Don't go near the water because you'll die.
How will I die if I go near the water?
We have an issue right now because while he's doing this for Superman, Aquaman is gaining his forces. So the sea creatures, the all the crazy giant sea creatures that he can control and command are now coming on shore while we're arguing whether or not that running track will allow you to enter the speed.
You've got the power of Superman, right?
No, not yet. I don't. I do. I still got to stab him.
I have the power of Superman.
So, and you have the power of Superman and the Flash?
Exactly.
How did you get the power of Superman again?
You see how Minty is just downplaying everything I do here?
Well, in that case, just go try and snap Batman's neck real quick.
You know what? That makes...
No, Batman has contingencies for the Flash. That's how he beat him in Endgame. Remember in Endgame, he had stuff on his suit prepared to attack the Flash before he even realized the attack was coming. That's a good way for us to lose
the only
features.
That was my only Debbie Downer for the whole situation is that Batman always wins.
Yeah, but I'm about to light his dead parents on fire.
So, features, you can't enter the speed force to that degree. There's no way you understand the speed. Wally couldn't do that for a while.
My mind moves at attoseconds.
Sure, but you don't know how to control that. It took them all the while to figure that out. This is your first day.
And
you're not Deathstroke, bro.
Hold on, wait. You're also dealing
with... Deathstroke couldn't do it.
Superman's powers. You saw him in Justice League where you're seeing through people. That X-ray vision is... You're having trouble just seeing and hearing everything with your super hearing.
Yeah, it's true. You're at sensory overload, bro. So you're gonna be the strongest person in this fight, but you're not gonna be as formidable as you think you are right away. You don't know what the hell to expect. You have no idea how to even fathom what that would be like.
I do. I'm tired of you guys downplaying my strengths after I get them. This is not fair.
All right. So he gets Superman to chase him. I light Batman's dead parents on fire.
That gets Batman out of the fight.
The second
this is so morbid.
The second he runs after his parents, I'm going to start wrecking him with that Apocalypse armor and just go to try and reach into his freaking face and push my hand down his throat
into his
and
face.
Rip it.
That's going to be really hard to do because it's Batman.
But he's messed up. I have a split second. Yeah. And just I can shoot him with the wrist gauntlet down his freaking mouth.
It's possibility. It's possible. Yeah, it's a 0.00000001% chance of happening.
Remember, this is a guy who beat the Justice League. All
right.
of them.
But remember, Bane also broke him.
Bane broke him using a very similar tactic that you've used. So maybe he's prepared for this. Because again, he also probably knows who we are. He's listened to the show for a while. I mean, he Batman knows exactly what's going on.
He's listened how we've taken out the other ones.
He knows our own weaknesses. Like, he just starts to change the intro of one of the shows and he knows you'll freak out. Like, he's already aware of what to do. He just goes over to your collection and just starts touching things.
But
right? So you're already freaked out.
He looks at you.
You set his parents on fire and he looks at you and he goes, well, I've stolen three of your statues and I won't tell you which one.
I also like to add that because Batman is there, he is also a weakness for Superman and Aquaman, because he will not allow Aquaman to call up those forces from the sea because of how much danger it put the rest of the people on land in.
No, Batman won't care about that.
No, Batman will let him do that, absolutely.
Collateral damage?
Yeah, Batman.
That's gonna happen.
Yeah, they gave Superman's heart to Batman in the movies. But yeah, Batman wouldn't care.
And Batman is still allowing that to happen.
You're probably right.
So how do we take care of the Kraken?
Well, first, let's go, because Superman has to go out first. You have to lose Superman. So honestly, your momentary distraction is important because it allows Features and I to become Superman. The moment you've got two Supermen and you versus Batman, okay, he's got a problem. Plus, again, we're not Kryptonian, so we're not going to fall to the same weaknesses. So his kryptonite bullet that he has and the ring that he keeps on him isn't going to affect us.
Yeah, and my armor gives me similar powers to Superman as well.
So Features run Superman into me. Right?
Will do.
And now you're gonna have to slow him down, because you don't want him hitting me at those speeds. I will die. that would be the end of that. So if you can get him to run close to me and I can just give him a little quick slice with the sword.
Wait, couldn't you just slice Features?
Yeah, but then that would kill Features.
Does it kill him?
Yes.
So,
well, it can steal his powers, but it's designed to kill a god. Even a small hit can kill you.
All right, sorry, Features, you're dead.
It wrecks people, dude. I read a couple of those to be prepared for this Wonder Woman books. First, by the way, those Wonder Woman books were so weird, but that sword is brutal, and she runs through Superman I'll put it in the comments so everybody can see what I'm talking about. It's brutal. But if I can give him a little slice, I become Superman, and then me with the gauntlet, with the powers of Superman, and a sword that can easily stab him, we're good.
All right.
Just got to get to that point.
We can get to that point. I also have his strength, so I'll be able to at least push him over
to
you.
Yeah, he can at least grab onto him for a second.
Bring him to you.
So if we could get that. Now, I don't know if that serum would give you Superman's weaknesses as well. Like, the sword doesn't change my biology. It just allows me to absorb the power of Superman. It doesn't say anything about the weakness.
Right.
Where I don't know about that serum, what it does to your biology.
Yeah, because didn't Superwoman have his weaknesses?
I don't remember. I didn't read All-Star Superman. Or at least I haven't in a very long time. So I don't know how that's going to affect.
Be that Features. As it may.
I don't think it did. I don't think it did, but I don't know. I can't say it for sure.
Be that as it may, also with the Flash's abilities would allow me like super healing, like instant healing, almost instantaneous healing.
Yeah, but it's Superman. I mean, forget instant healing.
Yeah,
you can take your head off.
So all Features has to do is have Superman chase him at the last second, grab onto him and like pound him down into the sand to slow him down. So you can take a quick stab, and then Features bounces the other direction.
Yeah.
Once he's in, if you can get him to stop near me with that gauntlet, I give him one or two slugs with that gauntlet. He's transparent, screaming on the ground, and I give him a little quick stab. He's dead. I absorbed his powers. Boom, I'm Superman.
I can definitely do that. The one thing guys also forgetting, I'm the better fighter.
Than Superman?
Yes.
He was trained by Batman.
And he doesn't follow any of that training.
Yeah, he does.
No, he doesn't.
He's
only used any of that training when he was powerless, when he was running around as Clark Kent and he didn't have any powers. I remember that because I had that book.
A good doctor we can get Features to go talk to about how he sees his hands.
Superman is not the greatest fighter in the world, but he is definitely a good fighter.
Well, Superman's dead. You killed Superman. You got to worry about Aquaman and his freaking Kraken.
I'm smacking Aquaman
around.
But
at this point, if Superman's dead, then I'm good. I can go help with... I can take care of the Krakens, because I'm now Superman.
Who's going to save my ass over here?
You're good. You have the armor.
Oh, yeah, I got the armor.
You just need to survive a little bit longer.
Yeah.
If you can survive a little longer,
you don't even have to survive.
I can take out the Krakens. Features can take out Aquaman. And then we can both together, the three of us actually team up on Batman that beat three Supermen.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, I don't think there's any way in hell Batman's taking out three Supermen. I don't think Batman could take out one Superman, let alone three.
Especially we all want blood. So do we agree we're killing all of them? This is the only way to stop them?
Yes.
Unfortunately.
I mean, Aquaman's Susan at this point.
Yeah, so how are you taking out Aquaman?
I'm slapping him around at super strength with super speed.
He has equal strength to you.
No, he doesn't.
Not with this. You got to keep in mind that Speed Force. Technically, although I don't think Features is going to be able to run around the world, that infinite mass punch would end Aquaman.
Why? If I have the speed, why wouldn't I be able to run around the world?
Because you have to be able to not hit trees. I mean, it took Barry a while to learn how to phase through things. You think you're just going to be able to run in a straight line and get around the world?
Dude, my reaction time is nice.
It's not that nice. You're not attosecond nice yet.
Can yes, we I change am. I'm something? Already thinking of attoseconds.
You don't know how to deal with that yet.
Yes, I do.
After.
Ow.
Quick learner.
Tell me, wait, hold on. Features, what is an attosecond?
It's an attosecond, and I'm a quick learner.
What is that?
Why are we even going into this? Why can't because you just accept that I can do these things once I have these abilities? Jesus.
An attosecond is how long it takes a light to reach one end of a cell to another.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a cell or a molecule?
Molecule.
It might be a molecule.
Molecule.
So your brain does not know how to deal with that.
It does.
It doesn't. It does. It doesn't.
Real quick, I'm going to smack Features across the face. Well, just because I can.
You can't. He's got the Speed Force, dude. There's no way.
He's not going to expect me to smack him.
He doesn't matter. You're going to be moving so slow to him. And that's another thing, Features. The world is going to slow and you don't know how to deal with it.
Yes, I do.
No, if you trip, you could die. Well, no, you're Superman. Never mind.
Exactly. See, you if keep you doubting my ability, sir.
Oh, no, I doubt your ability. No, no. I understand your powers. I doubt your abilities.
All right. So we got Aquaman because you guys...
We'll just thrash him around.
I can take out the army of sea creatures.
If he has enough time to call them up.
Yes, he would have enough time to call them up.
Okay.
Yeah, you can just use your laser vision to.
You can use
the
heat vision
on
a Kraken.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about them. Although he also could swallow us with the ocean. I mean, he can control the water at that point.
Nah.
So we got a little bit of an issue there.
By the way, guys, I flew away already.
No, we just knocked the Trident out of his hand. He can't control the water.
Yeah, you having the Speed Force is the make it or break it deal.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to utilize the Speed Force to its full potential.
Yes,
but
yes,
you
I
having
will.
This, you can't feature
the make it or break it deal is Batman's dead parents. You guys are forgetting I got rid of Batman.
You didn't.
You're
though.
Welcome.
So Batman would have learned from his mistakes. Batman would be prepared for the fact that his dead parents are used against him. He'll somehow be able to, you know, figure out all of our weaknesses.
You are such a Debbie Downer.
He brings up something. He uses Features hubris against him.
Oh.
He pulls up something shiny for me. And then Maurer, he burns your collection while you burn his parents and you freak out too. I mean, technically, Batman beat us before the fight even started.
I don't like this.
Yeah. Look at all of you and somebody say something.
I still got to burn his parents.
And you lost your collection in the meantime.
Damn.
Your Stan Lee autographs, gone.
I might actually think this is the one we lose. I don't want to lose to the Justice League.
Does Justice League just wreck us?
It's not even the
Wait,
Justice
how
League.
How can
it's
we
Batman.
Beat, we can no, beat
no, it's
Thanos.
Not, it's Batman.
It's Batman.
It's
Batman. It's not even the Justice
it's
League.
Batman.
We can beat
it's
Thanos, Batman. But we can't beat the Justice League.
Because you know why? Because Batman's listening to this issue right now, knowing damn well what our plans are when it comes down to it. So he's already heard what our plan is and used it against us. And he looked at Superman and he went, no, this guy Features is going to talk about his hands constantly, about his willpower and something about an attosecond. Trust me, he's not going to be an issue. And then he's going to go, all I'm going to do is plant explosives all over Maurer's house like I did to the Batcave on the moon and just light that bitch up. All right, that's the end of that. And then he just wraps me in aluminum foil, and I don't know what to do with myself.
Shiny all around me.
I mean, any way you cut it, we have a problem.
So how do we take out Batman? If all three of us just go after Batman in the beginning.
We just all attack Batman at once, and we just don't we don't care about the repercussions. I mean, that's the only way to go about it. It's just you have to get Batman in how he wouldn't expect it. The man who plans for everything, you have to somehow figure out a plan that he wouldn't expect.
So literally just go and latch onto his arms and rip him in half.
I feel like Deadpooling it. Yeah, you got to Deadpool it. You got to go in.
So we
and
let Aquaman
him.
Call the forces in, then I drop a whale on him.
Jeez.
Do we do it? In a 3, 2, 1. Earth 2!
It's going to be weird. I don't know how that's going to sync up. What? But yeah, Earth, if you're unaware of what Earth 2 is, we're not quite sure how your brain got there. Although I'm positive how his brain got there. He didn't really deserve that Earth 2.
Does that not work? Who plans for a whale?
It shouldn't have worked in the crossover. For Namor shouldn't have lost by getting hit with a whale.
You're right.
Nor would Aquaman. But Aquaman would throw the whale back at you.
No, I'm saying I'll throw the whale on Batman.
Do you think if we just charge him?
Batman.
Yes.
On Batman.
If we just charge him, I'll grab a limb and then go the other direction.
If you throw a whale at Batman, what you're going to find out is that the little ears he said he has are both bombs. And he'll shoot them up. It'll hit the whale. It'll explode into two. And then they'll fall on either side of him. And we'll just have a ball Batman. He'll look like Red Robin.
We're screwed. On that note, Menti, do that thing.
I'm sorry, guys. Logic, sorry. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, we might actually.
Batman wins.
At least we
beat. Batman always wins. Batman always wins.
Unless Superman really wants to kill him.
No, yes, Batman always wins.
Yeah.
It's canon. It's a fact.
Wait, you guys said Superman can kill us from high above. Why don't you guys just fly up into the sky?
Higher?
And shoot lasers down on him.
You would die. Are you willing to sacrifice yourself?
Well, no, I'm running the other way.
You wouldn't know that was happening because we would have to make that decision while he's like dealing with the dead parents. You wouldn't have been running at any point. You'd still be fighting him. You would die. Are you going to sacrifice yourself, Mauer?
He has all the right,
armor.
All
right, so features.
On.
Features. We know he's not going to survive. If both of us do it, he's not going to survive.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. That's the end of Mauer. All right. We win.
Mauer should be okay sacrificing himself. He sacrificed us like every other time.
That's a good point.
That is true.
All right, so this time Mauer sacrifices himself. That's the name of this issue. Fight Club, Justice League, the ultimate sacrifice.
All right,
you can find the show Welcome to Fireside everywhere online. You can find me, Jay Menti, or John Menti, depending on where you look. By the way, Jay Menti on the PSN network. I'm probably not going to activate that anytime soon, but if I do, I'll let you know. If you like the show, please comment, like, subscribe, share. All of that jazz goes a long way. For everybody who already has, we truly appreciate the support. It means everything to us. Once again, I'm Menti.
I'm Features.
And I'm Mr. Mauer. Don't forget to check us out on the OG Podcast Network. That's ogpodcastnetwork.com or at OG Podcast. Pretty much everywhere else. Don't forget their app, all that kinds of cool stuff.
Wait. Deuces.
Oh.
Man, I had to put it in there. That's what she said. I'm sorry.
We're going to let some dude hanging out in the Jersey Shore talk to us that way.
You can end the Skype call
right now.
Yeah.
But the problem is that I'm recording on a separate track here. So I'm just going to say deuces, 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 deuces. Mine's still recording. Deuces, 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 deuces.